Thank you, Krista, for starting our service this morning with Victory in Jesus. And our scripture reading was by Eric Antris, and he read Joshua 1:9. Welcome to Versailles Baptist Church service this morning. I'm Pastor Mike Cantrell, and we are glad that you are joining in with us on this beautiful day to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So at this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer and ask His blessings upon this service and in your lives as well as we continue to serve Him. Our Father God, we thank You for this beautiful day You've given us. We thank You for this first day of the week called the Lord's Day as we enter into Your courts with praise and thanksgiving upon our hearts to come before You, to worship You, to read Scripture, to hear from You, from Your Word, and as You speak to our hearts, Lord, may we respond openly, and may we be sensitive to the leading of Your Holy Spirit in our lives as You speak to us through Your Word and through prayer, and as You work in our lives. You're always active, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless those that are listening this morning and whatever needs there may be, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Lord, we know that You can meet each need according to Your abundance resources on high. Lord, thank You for this time together, and we just praise You and thank You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The message title this morning is God's Guides Through Troubled Times. And the book that I'll be preaching from this morning is Habakkuk. And I've been preaching from the Old Testament for the last few weeks. And I've been led in that direction because of the things that we are experiencing in our day and time right now with the COVID-19, and now with the other diversions and troublesome times within our nation, across the world, with the rioting and just the troublesome times we're going through. There, Habakkuk and all the prophets prophesy the things that are going on, was going on then, and the things that we are experiencing now are hand in hand. And so Habakkuk, he went to God, and he prayed to God, and God gave him answers and so forth. And I think it's very relevant for us today as we look at the things going on with our own situation. So my text is going to be Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and then 18 and 19 as a reference. And I'll be sharing that along with these other two verses. But as we look at, give you a sort of an introduction of this message this morning, the last section of this glorious chapter contains some of the most moving verses in all the Bible. What is it that makes this chapter, and particularly the final verses, so forceful? And that's what I want to share with you this morning. And I believe it's the courageous way in which Habakkuk faces possible calamities, triumphs over them through the knowledge and faith in God. So Habakkuk, being a righteous man, which he was, God used him in a mighty, mighty way to prophesy of the things that was coming even to Judah and in that time. And he was a righteous man and has learned the lesson of faith taught in, actually, if you go back to chapter 2 and look at verse 4, where it says a righteous man lives by faith. And he did trust in God's sovereignty, and regardless of his circumstances and the nation's circumstances at that time. So he proclaims that even if God should send suffering and loss, he would still rejoice in God, his Savior, one of the strongest affirmations of faith in all Scripture. So I would encourage you to pray that that would be yours too. All right, first of all, let's look at the first part of verse 16. I would call it 16a. And in this first part, we see that Habakkuk is experiencing a discomforting word, or I would say a difficult word. Habakkuk speaks in the first person of his own experiences. And we all have experiences in our life, and when we have these experiences, we talk about it. We share with it with other people, because sometimes it's a joyful experience, sometimes it's a devastating experience. And here, Habakkuk is speaking in the first person of his own experiences. So he questions, his questions have been answered, and his acceptance of God's word produces one of the most powerful statements, I believe, that's recorded in Scriptures right here. But before we get into verse 19, I want to share that in a few minutes. But we need to look at verse 16 first of all. So, bad things happen while you live on this earth. You may have already experienced it. If you haven't, you will. But when they do, how do we as believers respond to bad circumstances in our lives? So in verse 19, Habakkuk tells us that there are high places. And I'll read that in a few minutes. But he says there are high places on which we can walk when bad things happen. Now, I want to read verse 19 first of all before I go into verse 16. The Lord God is my strength. Did you get that? The Lord God is my strength. And he has made my feet like hinds' feet, makes me walk on high places. There, that word is high places. Now, the high places refer to God's victory. We just sung that song, or we didn't sing it, but Krista played Victory in Jesus. So that the high places refers to our victory. And you can have it in him over our circumstances in this life. Think about it this way. What's over the head is under your feet. But how do we reach the high places where life does not defeat you, but actually it works for you? And that's what Habakkuk is going to be pointing out for us this morning. So Habakkuk says bad things were going is going on in his life and the nation in which and of himself he would not he didn't understand at that time. So he went to God and sought guidance. And that's what you and I need to do in our lives. When bad things happen or troublesome times or circumstances appear in our life and we don't understand it, be like Habakkuk. Go to him and ask God for guidance. So we should learn from him if we are going to walk on the high places, as the scripture talks here, we first of all must hear from God. As Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. It means we are listening. So we find out what God says in his word, and we purpose in our heart that we're going to trust him, trust God, by living in the light of all that he says in his words. And Habakkuk is giving us exactly what was given to him by God. He's passing it on to us for our day and time, for us to be able to understand and share with others our own experiences, as Habakkuk is sharing his experiences with us. Now, going to verse 16 here, Habakkuk acknowledges that he heard, he understood, and he accepted what God said about the devastation that was coming of the Babylonians, what they would bring to that nation. So follow along with me on your Bible or your apps, and let's see what Habakkuk is saying here in verse 16. I heard, and my inward parts trembled. At the sound, my lips quivered. Decay entered my bones, and in my place I trembled, because I must wait quietly for the day of distress, for the people to arise who will invade us. And Habakkuk is talking about the Babylonian Empire. So Habakkuk, he heard from God, and it made him tremble. The message that God passed on to him to deliver to the nation of Judah, it made him tremble. When God spoke, Habakkuk had to learn to take the bad in life along with the good. So both are going to come. The bad and the good are going to come in our lives. None of us like this. We don't like the bad time. We don't like bad news. We don't like any bad circumstances in life. But hopefully we accept the bad with the good as well. So, you know, it's even hard stating it. As Habakkuk regretted having to state or pass this information along to the nation, but it had to be heard. It had to be given to the people so they would understand and listen and take heed of what God was saying in their time and what God is speaking to us and how we respond now in our day and time. Because I know that we are all going to have to take the pain that comes simply because of the sin of Adam. It started all the way back in Genesis, where Adam and Eve sinned against God, and it has affected the whole world, and it will affect the whole world from now on. And hopefully people will understand and take heed and try to make corrections in our life. And that's the only way that our nation or any nation in this world can change, if they're willing to listen to the Word of God, which still affects the world in which we live. Now, but when bad things come, we must remember God has a high place. So a place where we can experience Him. And wherever that place is in your life, you can experience God, because at any given time, you find that high place in your life, you will experience God's presence. So if God allows bad times in your lives, then somehow He uses them for the good in our lives as well. So secondly, in the latter part of verse 16, we see there is a delaying word. That means it's delayed a little bit so that maybe Judah would listen, and we need to listen as well. But I would call it a dynamic word that Habakkuk was passing along to him here. So if we're going to get in our high place, we also must learn to wait upon God. There's always a waiting sometimes, even when we pray. Or when we're anticipating something, we have to wait. So we may not know which is worse, hearing from God when He says things that we don't want to hear, or just waiting on Him. God told Habakkuk, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do, but I will come at an appointed time. Now, He is God in the 11th hour as well. Now, we must learn to wait on God. Now, how do we wait? We've learned that through life, waiting patiently, hopefully. Habakkuk says in the latter part, I call verse 16b, because I must wait quietly for the day of distress. Did we hear that? As we see this and listen to what Habakkuk is saying, how do we wait? Well, Habakkuk said, quietly. We do it quietly. In other words, whatever God allows must be good because He is a good God. I trust God, and I know you trust Him too. I'm going to put all of my faith in God, and I'll wait until it comes. And I'll wait until it's over. And we'll do it quietly, as Habakkuk suggested here. So, I would say, please understand, this is a normal Christian life. It is. The normal Christian life of waiting upon the Lord that we might renew our strength and gain insight in His instructions. So, when you trust God and He is doing something in your life that you can't grasp, you just have to wait until He is finished. And sometimes that's hard to do, but that's the best thing to do. Now, I want to point out a couple things here for us to consider about waiting. First of all, it involves anticipation. A lot of times, you know, we wonder, we ponder, and so forth with anticipation. And that's what Habakkuk is saying here. If you really trust God, it involves anticipation. And right here in verse 16, Habakkuk says, I must wait quietly. Now, I want to break this word down or help you to better understand it, because I wanted to understand it myself, what Habakkuk was saying here. The word wait in Hebrew is it's an exciting word, which means to weave. You know, like you weave something, a cloth or thread or something like that. You weave it into something and it comes out good. So it's never passive when you wait. It's always full of anticipation. So think about it this way. God is weaving everything together in this world, in your life. He's bringing it together. He's bringing it together for the good. We may not understand it that way at this point in time. Habakkuk was, he questioned God and asked God for guidance, and he found it. And he weaved this in his life as well. So we have to learn to let God take all of those circumstances that you cannot begin to understand. He weaves them together into a design that you will have they've never believed that was possible. And in the end, you will see how God worked it all out for the best in your life. So part of together in a design of awaiting is anticipation of what God is doing. And when He is ready for you to know, then He will let you know. He brings it about at the right time. And it's always His time. And His time is always the best time. The second reason in waiting is advantage. There's an advantage of waiting. There's advantage of anything that God does if we trust Him and believe with Him with all our heart, soul, and mind. So advantage is that God can do what you cannot do. What I cannot do, God can do. Nothing is impossible with God. So you don't jump in and take over. That's a bad mistake. God is in control, so let Him do it His way. So you learn to wait and let God weave those things together, and they'll come about in a good time and the right time. And again, weave is literally meaning the Hebrew word translated wait. Wait. So God is wanting a place for you in those high places that He has designed specifically for you and for me. So, how does anticipation begin to build? You may thought it at times, God, what are you up to? What are you doing? I can't begin to imagine. Let me know what you're doing, Lord. I can't wait to see whatever it is that you are weaving together. And Habakkuk says, I will wait quietly until you show me, until you weave everything that's going to be happening, or whatever's going to be taking place in my life and in this nation that you have so divinely built, created. He said, I'll wait for you to finish. And then finally, a second, in verse 17 here, Habakkuk gives us a discerning word, discerning word. And listen to what Habakkuk, great confession in verse 17. He makes a confession here, and that's why I call it a discerning word, because he's confessing something here, verse 17, that his faith in God, good purpose and character does not depend on his experiencing the common blessing of life, okay? So, in verse 17 it says, though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls. Habakkuk is talking about the time when Judah is going to be taken into captivity. You think about this, for 70 years. That's almost a lifespan for a lot of people in our day and time. You think about 70 years, he's going to be taken into captivity, and it did happen exactly that way. The Babylonians' invasion would strip the land, bring about the worst possible situation. The enemy would come and destroy crops, animals, and devastate Judah, devour the produce of the fig trees, the vines, the olive trees, mar the fields and carry off the flock from the fold and the cattle from the stalls. That's exactly what Habakkuk is saying right here in verse 17. That did happen. So, the nation's prosperity was dependent upon the Lord's blessing and his protection. Prosperity was forfeited due to their disobedience, their disloyalty to the covenant, which resulted in chastening through the natural and military disasters. And you see, those are some of the things that we experience in our day and time because of disobedience and disloyalty to the covenant that we make with the Lord. And he still blesses, but yet there are devastations, there are circumstances when we do not live up to what God's intention for us in our lives right now. So looking at the nation of Judah, the nation's action made judgment inedible. When evil is present, it makes our covenant, it makes judgment inedible. So in this dark hour, with trembling lips, Habakkuk is saying, and shaking legs, the prophet burst. And this is something, it's kind of like Paul said, rejoice in the Lord again, I say rejoice. He began to praise God because he knew God was in control. He wasn't in control. The nation wasn't in control. They were out of control. But God, he was praising God for that. Listen to what Habakkuk says here. Even during that time, in those agonizing moments when I don't even know if God is anywhere around, I'm going to trust him. That's what Habakkuk was saying. He was a prophet who questioned God when he could not understand God's way of dealing with a sinful nation. So God answers, erased the doubt, and it gave Habakkuk assurance and inner joy even through the troubled times. Just like the troubled times that we're having. If we believe in God's Word, trust God's Word, and listen to God through His Word, through prayer, meditation, or however God is speaking to you, then we can trust God in troubled times. The prophet knew that no matter what the future held, God would provide the needed strength and help they needed. Think about it. God is good. No matter what our circumstances are, God is good. And it's a lesson that we must learn sooner or later, and hopefully it's not later, but we understand what's going on in our lives today, and we make it good with God. In conclusion, Habakkuk found peace through all the devastation, through all the things they were experiencing, knowing that 70 years of captivity was coming. He found peace in knowing that the presence of God is a generous gift found in a short supply at that time. But God's presence makes all the difference in the world, then and now in our lives. He therefore chooses to be joyful, not superficially with his eyes closed to the problems and the injustice, but by looking difficult circumstances and the good purposes in their lives that was to come. So the prophet said it well when he said, "Though the fig trees may not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vines, yet I would rejoice in the Lord. He is my salvation." So the prophet was prepared to trust God. As I said earlier, I pray it will be yours as well. This is a good lesson for all of us in our lives, personally, as a nation, as a world, to take heed to, because the scriptures are very plain, letting us know what God is up to. And we need to get on board with Him and listen and be true to our commitment to Him and to His Word. Read it, study it, pray, and let God lead our decisions in trusting Him and have that peace and joy in our lives. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for Your Scriptures, the message, the interpretation of Your Scriptures helps us to better understand from Habakkuk's revelation and telling us what went on then and what's going on in our world today. Help us to understand, Lord, that you are in control. And you want us to listen, be quiet, waiting with anticipation, and you give us the advantage, because if we know You personally, Lord, You speak directly into our lives, into our hearts, and reveal to us, and with a discerning spirit, our relationship with You, and how we are to respond to circumstances, and how we are to react joyfully as Habakkuk did, and have peace at the same time. Lord, if anyone listening today doesn't know You personally, Lord, may they give their heart and life to You and enjoy the peace that only You can give in all the world's circumstances, now and through eternity. Lord, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for the grace and the mercy that You extend to us every minute of the day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to our service this morning. Crystal is going to close our service with the song, Standing on the Promises.